Morning all, and welcome to a shower-soaked 51st edition of the Fendrian podcast in association with the Fendrian website and Facebook page and Twitter page and Instagram page and all of those things. First off, just want to say a big thank you to all of the people that have been sharing our stuff in recent weeks. Thank you very much, guys. It's really useful in helping to grow the show and grow the brand. And it's quite important. It's nice to have someone batting and some people batting for the local cycling scene. So thank you sincerely for that, and keep up the good work to all of you. A couple of main things on the show this week. Some local news first, in that Fenland Clarion held its annual Hard Riders event on Sunday over at Folksworth near Peterborough, and it was very much a Hard Riders event. My youngest and I went out on the course to do a spot of marshalling, and she didn't even get out of the car. It was raining and the wind was so severe. It's a lovely little course as well that is used from the top of the hill, if you know it, in Folksworth, down to Oundle to the roundabout, back up through Lutton and Polebrook, and then a little bit of the Morbin Lap, which is well known to local cyclists, as it's about 6.5 miles loop with reasonable for our part of the world climbs, so probably sort of 300-400 meters long and sort of 7-8% at their maximum. So, you know, a challenge. There was people on time trial bikes with discs and some monstrously good times, but there was a proper spread of almost 20 minutes across the times, and I think the course is only sort of 23-24 miles, so it was clear that the conditions were better for some perhaps than they were for others. And super strong Paul Lund was the winner, with the time actually not that far off some of the times that have been achieved in drier, calmer conditions. So I think that kind of gives you a clue of where that guy's at for the season. So yeah, well done to him, and well done to everyone actually who had the courage of their convictions to carry on and ride, because it wasn't great. In fact, on the website there's a little 10-second quick clip of a video that I took before the actual riders started coming through, which is of the wind and the rain battering across quite an open section of the course. So yeah, good, splendid. There'll be the results and all of that kind of stuff on the Fenland Clarion website pretty soon, hopefully today, as part of our partnership with them in trying to help promote what was my first club as a boy. We'll also be looking to get into their upcoming Bluebell series, mainly because I won it in 1992 and 2004. Good times, and a really good local event with, you know, good cups of tea at the end and all the kind of stuff that cycling should be about. A bit of competition, but a lot of friendly rivalry and a lot of friendship as well. So we'll have some more on that as well in the upcoming weeks as we get closer to the launch of that particular series. Speaking of series launches, the Tour Series, the city centre based event, has launched for 2017. No event in Peterborough again, but I'm not really surprised by that. You know, the council have shirked for a couple of years at the rumoured £50,000 needed to put it on, and it looks like as well the series itself may be blowing out of steam. We've seen a reduced number of events, and the quality of the teams now isn't quite as high as maybe 5-6 years ago when it was in its pomp, and you know, Ed Clancy's and people like that were riding the event. So sad, but I think it's kind of inevitable that with the success of the Tour of Britain, with the success of Ride London, with the success of the Women's Tour, it's not necessarily a priority for the British cycling event organisers and things to do. So a shame, but I think inevitable that people are moving away. City centre cycling's always been the staple diet for us as Brits, but it may be that's not quite the focus anymore. And shame. So yeah, we will have to travel to see it. And again, that is a pity, because during my most recent spell, a couple of years ago, or more years ago with Clarion, we used to have an event where the road was shut before the actual main race in the evening, where we could do some flying lap time trials. And they were brilliant, you know, stick long in my memory, you know, racing at 50 k's an hour close up to the barriers, closed through the city centre, across the cobbles, if you can call them that, of Peterborough city centre. I've ridden some much more severe cobbles since those days, but, you know, so it's a shame, because that was a good event, and that you know, engaged people with the local community of cycling. So very disappointing that we won't get that opportunity maybe again, but let's make some others, I suppose, would be the positive to take out of it. In pro racing then, Paris-Nice started at the weekend with some proper Fenland weather, wind and rain and cold, and pretty much what we experienced for what feels like about 8 months of the year. And it was great to see like a dual carriageway climb actually being impactful in the race. I remember when the Tour de France last year, when it started at the Mont Saint-Michel, and the first climb of the race was a dual carriageway into Avranches, which I'd driven up a few times when on holidays, and you know, they've picked the wrong one. There's a beautiful sort of double switchback climb as you go into the town of Avranches, whereas the other way in is just like a dual carriageway that's pretty straight. This dual carriageway climb for the Paris-Nice was pretty straight, but Arnaud Démare showed there's a little bit more to him than being a sprinter. And showed he's tuning up for his Milan-San Remo defence. But an incredible kind of attack across the gap to, I think it was Julian Alaphilippe, to get the stage win and, you know, the time bonus and a little bit extra. The next couple of days of the race have been punctuated with that cold, windy northern French weather. And even as they got down to the wine regions yesterday, there was a lot of, on the TV footage, there was a lot of aerial shots of some vineyards and some grapes that are on their way. It was still even pretty cold, but not cold enough for Sam Bennett to get a World Tour win. And he's been knocking on the door for a while. He looked pretty sharp in the Tour Down Under. And, he out-sprinted, you know, a pretty select posse of sprinters to win the stage. And maybe now he can be considered in the Milan-San Remo potential winners bracket, and is going to be a useful foil for Peter Sagan along the season, you know. So it's nice that Bora aren't just going to rely on the champion of the world to win their races for them. So good. The race of the two seas in Italy, Tirreno Adriatico, starts today. Mark Cavendish is among the riders in that. That's generally seen as a slightly better tune-up for the classics, because the weather's slightly better. But you never know, we might get a rough, hope not, but we might get a rough spring in Northern Europe, which would mean that maybe those who've hardened off a bit in the cold in Paris-Nice might have a bit of an advantage come some of the classics. So it'll be interesting to see, because as time has progressed and periods have elapsed, each of those races has been fated as the right one to use as classic preparation. We will see. Okay, there's your roundup. Pretty quick as always. We try and condense to 10 minutes because we don't want to take up too much of your time, but we want to give you as much info as we can in the time that we have. So again, thank you very much for listening. A couple of things that we're looking to do in the upcoming weeks. We are looking at designing a classics Strava segment out in the fens, really. You know, for a nice windy day. Nice cold windy spring day. So we'll be putting that on the website, so keep an eye on fendrien.eu for that. Any suggestions and any courses that you've got, obviously make sure you share them so we can use them. But the Col de Wisto out at the back of Ramsey is one of the areas, and there's a couple of, you know, proper bleak bits of almost single track that we're looking to include. So we'll have that as a Strava lap. We'll maybe even open that up to Fenland Clarion members as well, and see how they go, and see if they want to take on the challenge, and we'll maybe have a little leaderboard. Okay, so that's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks again for all of the likes and shares and all of the things that you've been doing to help grow the show. And we will speak to you next week with more on the Fendrien podcast. It'll be week 52. Speak to you then. Bye-bye.